This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Wild.
So are the protesters changing minds? Are they winning hearts? What are they doing with, you know, now we understand that they took over a building on Columbia University campus. I'm going to tell you, folks, I just don't know how this is. If somehow in their minds, they believe, you know, we're really making a difference here. We're really, really making a big difference. I don't think so. I think it's causing everybody to dig in. And I don't know, folks, I don't know how it's possible that they can protest. And of course, I'm just putting this out there. I don't know how they can protest against Israel as they're doing, but yet not protest against Hamas. And I know I've asked this question before, but it still just boggles my mind. I mean, why would they go to this effort, but yet somehow, you know, just make it look as though, well, you know, Hamas, you know, they're resistance fighters. You know, we're just being pro-resistance and we're cool and it's all historic and all that kind of stuff, folks. Well, but it's not. It's unfortunately a lot more of the same kind of thing that continues to cast our world into a state of chaos, at least in my estimation. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we are here on this wonderful Tuesday morning, and we are cruising into the 5 o'clock hour. And so if you're just waking up, just turn on your radio. We're glad that you're there. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to opine, also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you would like to send us a direct message this morning, we heard from Richard the Marine earlier from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And Richard wrote in earlier this morning, as I said, he said, good morning, Mr. Kyle, 45 degrees and showers. But he says, and again, I think he's echoing so much of what we're all feeling this morning. He says, really shocked and sad about the police officers shot yesterday. I pray it doesn't get worse, but I believe that's where we are headed. And again, I think Richard is absolutely got this 100% right. It's a very, very sad and tragic thing. This from Fox News, Dateline Charlotte, North Carolina. Four law enforcement officers were killed and four other officers were wounded by a suspect opening fire in a warrant-related gunfight in Charlotte, North Carolina on Monday afternoon. The shooting began when a U.S. Marshals task force attempted to serve a warrant for firearm possession by a convicted felon. During a Monday evening press briefing, authorities said the recipient of the warrant was the one who initially opened fire. That suspect, who was later identified as a 39-year-old Terry Clark Hughes Jr., was killed in the shootout, police said. Hughes also was wanted for two counts of felony flee to elude out of Lincoln County, North Carolina, according to Charlotte police. Police believe two shooters may have been involved. They said two persons of interest, a 17-year-old and a woman, were taken into custody, taken to the police station for further investigation. So this morning, our thoughts, our prayers, our hearts go out to those officers that were killed, to those that were wounded, to their families, their loved ones, their colleagues, everyone impacted by this terrible turn of events that happened in Charlotte on Monday. And it really does, it you know, as we watch the chaos going on with these campus protests, you know, that's one thing. You know, we see these kinds of, you know, we see our society kind of you know, degenerating in that regard. But what it does is it points up again that there are those among us who will put on the badge, who will put on the uniform, and will go and do their job and do their duty. They will sacrifice, they will endure, and they won't ever sort of step back. They'll never turn around and just run away from the duty or from the danger, right? They will go in and they will do their thing. And unfortunately, as we've seen so many times, and it never gets any easier, and it never gets more understandable, but everything can turn around in a heartbeat, and suddenly you can have a real tragedy on your hands. Because obviously they're out there doing their job, going out to serve this warrant on a criminal who was evidently violating, it was a gun possession warrant, as I understand. But this, again, just a terrible thing. So we just want to take a moment and remember these officers and, again, extend our deepest condolences and, of course, our prayers for the families and the loved ones, and also for the recovery of those that were injured in this incident. And, again, it just makes us remember the important things in life and the very fact that you and I can walk down the street, that we can go to the grocery store, that we can, essentially live our lives with the general expectation that we're going to be safe. And that if something goes wrong, if something happens and we dial that 911, they're going to come running in whatever capacity. And that goes also for our first responders, our firefighters, our paramedics, and all those who are going to be answering that call whenever we make it. And typically they are minutes away, right? And it's just a really something to me. And when we get a story like this and we see the impact, it always makes me remember. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to spend some time talking about this morning. Because, again, this goes to the very foundation of how we hold our society together. It's because of individuals like this. Folks, stay right there. We are going to come right back. We got a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we continue through this hour number 4 of the Tuesday edition. Kyle Warren with you. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. If you want to send us a direct message, 949-822-7959 is the number. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So are we supposed to think that, you know, if he can just get these protesters to kind of make all the rules, you know, it'd just be, everything would just be better, right? It's, you know, it would all, our whole lives would just improve overnight if they could just be in charge. And, you know, I shudder to think, my friends. And, of course, a lot of what they're talking about actually proceeds from the actual thought by their terrorist, you know, influencers, I guess. The idea that if Israel wasn't there, it would just, things would just be better. You know, our lives would just be better. Life would just, planet Earth would be fine. We wouldn't have these problems if it wasn't for the occupiers, if it wasn't for Israel. And it would just go on and on. And how silly is that? But at any rate, folks, we'll continue to monitor and see what these protesters are doing. And in Vancouver, Canada, there was a rally that was given, and they were saying the most abominable things, like "Long live October 7th." The main speaker, and I mentioned this last hour as well. The main speaker there going on to say that Hamas and, you know, these different Hezbollah, Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, Islamic Jihad, they're not terrorists. See, you didn't know that, did you? See, they're not terrorists. They're resistance fighters. It's all about the resistance, and that's what they're doing. It's really, really something. Tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. I think we got Backgammon Bob giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yep. I decided to skip the gauntlet this morning and come to you directly.
Okay. Sounds good.
Anyway, protesters. They're becoming nothing more than Muslim shock troops. And they got to go in and just take them in, and they got to give them some serious sentences here, you know, like 6 months. Make them do 6 months, and I think that will help a lot. Mm-hmm. Another thing is I've heard some murmurings on the different news things about some of the Democrats are starting to say that Biden should step aside. So I'm figuring that there is going to be no Biden come on November 5th. What do you think?
Well, that's a real good possibility. I mean, I think stranger things may have happened, but I think they're kind of stuck with him right now. I think that I think they'd have a couple of different schools of thought. Number one, we got to change this because we got to get somebody dynamic who can debate Trump for real and on and on. And on the other side, it may be, yes, but we can manipulate Biden. He just goes out and reads off the teleprompter. So
there's only one problem with that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's got to win, and that ain't going to be real easy, you know.
Right.
That's not going to be real easy for Biden to win. I mean, whatever the Democrats are, they ain't stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how can you possibly think that this guy even has any chance at all of winning when all the polls show everything? And not to mention the fact is, what is the chance of, I mean, he's deteriorating as we speak. Another 5 months, and I think that's about what it is till the election time. He's going to deteriorate even further.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, we've been watching this for quite some time. And if you go back just a year or a year and a half or 2 years, you see a very, very
exactly.
different Joe Biden. Exactly. But the Democrats...
I think all they're going to say is all they need to do is to get somebody that's... They don't have to get any superstar or anything. They just got to get what they would consider a common sense alternative to Trump. In other words, if they can present somebody that's just in their party that's halfway down the middle a little bit and sounds sensible and calm and a reasonable alternative, you know, that's what you'd have to think that's what they're thinking. And then there's the argument. What about the ads that say, well, look, okay, Biden, if you elect Biden, what's he going to be like in year two of his presidency?
Yeah, that's right. I do think that they actually probably reevaluate this on a daily basis, for lack of a better term. I really do think that they don't know how he's going to act the next day. To what extent is he going to deteriorate by next week? You know, so I do think they keep an eye on it.
Sure, yeah, that's possible, but I just have to believe that they're going to replace him. I just can't see if you're a common sense, halfway logical, reasoning person, how can you possibly think this guy has any chance at all against Trump?
Well, that's a very good.
I think you're gonna.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very, very good idea, and I do think that overall, the Democrats typically will win on an overall barrage of messaging, and so a lot of times you can have Democrats who aren't going to vote for Biden, but they're going to vote for the Democrat. And that's why I think they're so close together in the polls, because if it was based on that common sense you're talking about, Trump would be super far ahead in these polls.
Well, I mean, they're just following an ideology is all they're doing.
Precisely.
And we've got to do something about this student. They've got to get serious about these protesters and stuff. I mean, because they think the more they get away with, the more they think they can get away with this. And what happens to when there's some real violence start happening, you know? And then, you know, some of the people that are come out against the protesters start bringing guns and doing real violence, then they're going to counter, you know, act with it too. It's just, gotta do something.
I agree. All right. Yeah. Thanks, back, Em and Bob. I appreciate the call very much. Have a good morning.
All right, bye.
Thanks. Take care. Backgammon Bob, everybody. Glad to hear from him this morning, of course. And yeah, I do think that they reevaluate it all the time as to what's happening with Joe Biden. That is to say, the people in the basement of the White House or the Democrat Party elite, what have you. So it's in a really very strange, odd position here. We are in uncharted waters. It's virtually unheard of for a president to come back again and try to run. It's not unprecedented in history, but the idea is this. In the modern era, typically if you lose, you kind of go off, you know, into oblivion to some degree, and maybe you'll hang around like Mitt Romney did, but typically your time is kind of done if you lose, right? But the idea is that I think that they are looking at Joe Biden and they say, okay, well, today he's worse, tomorrow he's a little bit better. He did let that thing slip on the Howard Stern show about, yeah, I would debate him. And I perchance to think that actually Biden was sitting there and he probably went into one of his campaign mode things back when he was like senator, you know, because he has walked into places before and said, hi, I'm Joe Biden. I'm running for the Senate. I don't think he's joking. I think maybe he's kind of being, okay, kind of like a flashback kind of thing. But no matter what, he just kind of automatically said, yeah, I'll debate him. But that's not going to be the case. And it's not certainly not the policy of the campaign or of the White House, I'm positive, because they know that they can't let Biden go out and do some kind of unscripted debate. In fact, he's drawing a lot of flack from the press, even, because he doesn't do these traditional interviews, or he's not really available, because they know that if they put him in something that's not highly scripted and highly controlled, it's just going to be not just a gaffe machine, but it's going to be exactly what Backgammon Bob is talking about. People will see Biden for what he is and the deterioration factor that is happening to him. Real briefly here, I think we have a little bit of time for this. Let's listen to Nancy Pelosi talking with Katie Turr on MSNBC, and actually has a little bit of a moment where she says, says Katie Turr is being an apologist for Donald Trump. Let's listen in. And again, this actually shows pretty how desperate they're really getting.
What does that mean for their job and their family's future? And we have to address those concerns. And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
I don't think that anybody can accuse me of that.
No, but let me just say.
All right, stop right there. Well, I got to tell you, got to agree with Katie Turr right there on a couple of things. Yes, there was the pandemic and people lost jobs, which is why when those jobs, quote, came back, they weren't part of the 15 million jobs that Joe Biden says that they created. And then, of course, yeah, I would never accuse Katie Turr of being an apologist for Donald Trump. But you see how far Nancy Pelosi is sort of down this rabbit hole now. And then, okay, well, you can just be an apologist. No, that's what happened historically. Yeah, do you see just how messed up the Democrat Party elite are feeling? They don't know what to do next. All right, stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts underway after deadly tornadoes in America's heartland. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials.
Tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan expected to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday Johnson's days as speaker are numbered after he supported additional aid for Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. And if you're just waking up and you're just turning on your radio, however it is that you're finding us this morning, we're glad that you're with us. And we hope that you've got some great plans for this wonderful Tuesday that is ahead of us. And yes, I'm going to be positive. I mean, we look around and I've been watching this footage of the protesters at Columbia University taking over the hall there. I think it's Hamilton Hall, I believe. And the they're trying to barricade themselves, and they've broken windows, and they went up on the second floor and put some kind of banner out and so forth. This is, it's very off-putting, and it really gives us an idea that, you know, things aren't so good. But I'm going to tell you, I think we need to maintain our vision here. I think we need to maintain the fact that we've got the better ideas. We've got the better ways. And unfortunately, you got people who are going to make a lot of noise, right? They're going to make a lot of noise. There's going to be a lot of intimidation. There's going to be a lot of, you know, we are righteous and we're doing this and we're trying to help the Palestinians, and on it goes. And some people are just there because now it's some kind of a macabre party that's happening, some kind of sick, get together, as it were. But at the same time, though, folks, I mentioned this before, and that is, you know, why not actually try to do something substantial for the Palestinian people if you believe that they are resisting the occupiers, that it's all genocide and so on and so forth. I mean, maybe there's different ways than breaking windows and doing stuff like that. And I'm just for the sake of argument, right? Why not go about it in a much different way as opposed to doing it this way? Because you see, and people will raise money for causes all the time, right? People will find something and you may not agree with it and you don't have to donate to it, you know, this kind of thing. But this agenda that's being played out, that's the whole point. The whole point is disruption. The whole point is to create this state of chaos such that, again, I mean, they do want to affect U.S. policy. Now, I think to some degree they are, only because you've got the Biden administration scared to death by to really say anything against these protesters. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre being asked about, you know, would the president consider the question is about considering National Guard to Columbia's campus. We'll hear what Karine Jean-Pierre has to say. But if you'll notice in this clip, she's got to constantly sort of dance around this thing and make. Here on this Tuesday morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine. If you have a question or comment or stuff we're talking about here this morning. You know, folks, there are so many things going on that it's hard to know where to begin. Well, I do know this, though. I do know this. This from Breitbart. This caught my eye earlier. President Joe Biden's reelection campaign, quote, plans to spend every day until November 5th hammering the issue of abortion and painting former President Donald Trump and Republicans as extreme, the Washington Post reported. Biden campaign officials reportedly see abortion as, quote, a potential silver bullet.
American anti-Israel, some of them even pro-Hamas. And it's really backfiring. There's been no change in American support for Israel and for getting the hostages out and for getting Hamas out of Gaza. And that has not changed, even though these things have gone on. But the more Joe Biden caters to the base of the party and to these demonstrators, his rating on this issue goes down, not up. I think he's made a major miscalculation there. The swing voters are looking for world leadership. And that means standing up to terrorists. That means hanging tough. That means solving some of these problems in the Mideast. And they don't see that yet.
So that's very, very important what Mark Penn is talking about right there, especially these swing voters. And if they're not seeing actual leadership, they're just simply not going to go for Biden. And I think that's one of the reasons why. I think they have such a huge problem because they've got to try to placate these voters by not stepping on too many toes, but at the same time, by appearing to be so weak and inept on the world stage where all this is concerned, you know, that's going to work to their disadvantage as well. Well, we got Eric giving us a call this morning from Tennessee. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Real quick, I'm gonna have to kind of disagree on the angle that some people are taking regarding the Biden administration speaking out against the Palestinian protesters or the pro-Hamas. I'm just gonna say pro-Hamas protesters.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think it is calculated, a tacit. As I say, that is part of the agenda. Okay, it's a undercurrent of the agenda. And my supposition is this. It goes back to when we bailed out of Afghanistan. Okay? The Muslims are still going to vote. You know, the partitioning of American voters, they're still going to vote for Biden. They're still going to do it because he's fulfilling the agenda of the Islamic State, if you will, the administrative agenda of the Islamic State. People remember the late 70s, or the late 1960s, early 1970s, we had Sinn Féin come out of the Irish Republican Army. They were the political... came before the cameras, and we're just doing this to, you know, stop oppression of the British against the Irish. I'm not going to go neither here nor there. That's what I liken this to. In Afghanistan, we left 86 billion plus military hardware, munitions, infrastructure. Okay, you with me so far? That has happened. I recently heard an interview of an asset that worked for the government in Afghanistan, where the assertions are, he said, you can look these up. Anthony Blinken and his wife have been longtime family friends of some of those within the new Taliban 2.0 leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Some of this leadership has known Joe Biden since he was on the Foreign Relations Committee when he was a U.S. senator. We're talking going back decades here. Okay, France and Poland print the money for Afghanistan right now. Those are NATO countries that are printing this mm-hmm. money for the Afghanistan or the Afghanis. I'm going to try to make it as quickly as possible.
Sure, sure.
Other European countries print the passport blanks for Afghanistan. The brother-in-law, I believe it's the brother-in-law of the, I can't remember his first name, the guy, the Haqqani Network dude, okay, is the brother-in-law of that guy. He hands out the passports and print and you know, finalizes the passports for issuance to Afghans leaving the country. You got a massive influx of this hatred and anti-Semitism and Islamicism going on in Europe, and everyone's worried about the quote unquote conspiracy theory of it becoming Eurabia. Okay, you got the Biden administration also funding the Iranians, basically funding the Iranians, giving them six plus billion weeks. Are you with me? So okay,
So now.
So now who's all involved in all this in the background with contracts with all these Islamic countries? China. China's all over the Islamic world doing deals. And they, within 48 hours of us pulling out of Afghanistan, they're there signing billions of dollars of contracts for lithium, this, that, and the other.
Oh, yeah.
Are you with me? Okay, so follow this.
Yes.
So now you get these, Hamas, they're attacking, you know, they're...
I tell you what, Eric, you want to hold over for the break?
Yeah, sure. I'm trying to make it quick, but thanks.
Yeah, sounds good. Hold on. We're coming right back, everybody. It's just getting interesting. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I want to give a shout out this morning to Scott. And he listens to the program on Spotify, as a matter of fact, sent us a direct message. He was listening to Monday's show, he said, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, of course, she gave out a YouTube documentary or documentary on YouTube called Screams Before Silence, which cataloged a lot of the atrocities going on from from Hamas's attack on October 7th. He wrote in to say he thinks YouTube may have blocked it. He tried numerous links, but he found something else. He found they evidently have a website for this, screamsbeforesilence.com. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. So thank you, Scott. Yeah, we're going to pass that on along. I think we just did out there to everybody. And Eric in Tennessee was holding on over the break. And Erica, I think I saw a message from you as well that you had actually seen this this documentary. Did you have any trouble finding it on YouTube? Oh, hold on. Wait a second. Okay, hold on. Okay, there. Now we got Eric. Okay, sorry. Start again, Eric. You weren't up on the board. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, first off, thanks for holding me over. I really appreciate it. I did start watching that at Screams Before Silence on YouTube, shared the link. Unfortunately, because of my injuries during military service, I have to have somebody read me the subtitles on it. But it is, the English so far that I can understand is very powerful, and it should be almost mandatory viewing / listening for anyone who has any doubt, or even those that have no clue, to include the younger crowd, of what these ghouls are capable of. And in my opinion, they are worse than the Third Reich, or anything you saw out of Uncle Joseph Stalin's Soviet Union, or even Pol Pot, for that matter. Wow. Mao Zedong, all of them. They are worse, in my opinion, for anyone. You know, my previous line of work, my previous life, dealt with some of those sorts of things. But anyway, thanks for holding me over.
Of course.
I was talking about how this is a policy issue, a pushed narrative, a policy of support for what's going on in these campuses. If the powers that be wanted to end this, a phone call, it would be over. Okay, if it was as serious as they lip sync that it is, there would be a presidential address. Cut the crap. This is, you know, this is the United States of America. We don't need to turn into the Third Reich, pre-1930s Germany, post Mein Kampf, blaming the other for your problems, in my opinion. But back to the China, the aspect with how it's a policy issue with regards to what's going on in Afghanistan. So a couple of the interview that I listened to, the U.S. government sends approximately $40 million a week to the Taliban 2.0 government in Afghanistan for humanitarian and stabilization issues. $40 million a week goes downrange through the State Department of Antony Blinken, who, him and his wife, as I previously stated, are very close friends with some of the top Taliban leadership over there that wore suits and ties and shaved their faces when they were here, you know, stateside, going to George Washington University or Columbia or wherever they were attending decades ago. There's an intricate, I believe I can draw, you know, it's pretty much a straight line here. So now everybody's focusing on George Soros. Oh, he's funding this, he's funding that, he's funding what's going on. That's another arm and extension of this, I should say, Talibanish, if you will, or Taliban light, if you will, going on our campuses. Who does this all benefit? This all benefits China. Think of all the classified documents that we know about that President Biden had when he was a senator in his garage that has been found. Think of all the Chinese dealings that he's done with these knuckleheads. All the dealings in China that has been going on in Afghanistan with the Biden administration pre-pullout. All the Chinese this, that, and the other. Belt and Road Initiative. This is China. This is not George Soros. He might be given the upfront cash, the liquidity here. He has the Soros family has massive investments in China. If the U.S. fails, where do you think they're going to? They're just going to, we're going to go broke? No, this is an international issue. This is a Chinese issue. This isn't President Biden not coming out and taking a strong stance against terrorism. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He supports it. This is a policy. This is policy. Because if they were serious, and all the lip service, in my opinion, that the FBI director puts, we're an imminent attack and close the border. Cut the crap. They know where these people are. They know who's embedded with their coat and tie, with their passport, you know, from Afghanistan, issued by the Haqqani Network, of all people. They know what's going on. This is a two-pronged attack, in my opinion, on the West. Europe's about 60 months ahead of us, in my opinion, of what's going on. They have the massive influx for decades now, and it went into overdrive, if people really look at it. It went into overdrive 2019/2020. Overdrive, massive stabbings, massive this, that, and the other going on, murder, mayhem, and we're going to sit here and let, you know, three fatties with masks stand in front of a Jewish student because she's Jewish? Anybody, you know, they're not tone deaf. This is purposeful.
This is
horrific going on in my United States that I signed the line, you know, I stood on the line for it, many others. I mean, I'm not the only one. You know, I don't want to sound, you know,
no, I hear what you're saying. Here, but, no, yeah.
And you got shows like yours and Denise Simon putting this in. This needs to be brought. This, in my opinion, is all China. This is China working with the Islamists and the Biden administration to fulfill, You watch.
Yeah.
Israel pulls out of Gaza, this all evaporates. Why? That's my opinion. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you, Eric. No, I appreciate it. I appreciate what you're saying. Yeah, you take care, Eric. We're going to talk to you again real soon. Take care. There you got Eric in Tennessee there. And he's got a lot of good information there. And I was just going to say, yeah, they said to themselves, well, you know, if we can export Hamas to the United States, you know, they'd never export Hamas to China for obvious reasons. But it's the most, it's because why? Now it's destabilizing. And it's part of that agenda that Eric was talking about. And it's part of this whole thing of, I think, trying to deteriorate our support for Israel, our traditional support for Israel, because that's step one to them. Step one is Israel. Step two is the United States. And if they can create this kind of chaos, you know, and bang for their buck, for a relatively small investment, I'm sure. And that's kind of a very chilling thought. And again, we appreciate Scott, who was listening. Who let us know about screamsbeforesilence.com. That's, I think, how he was able to find that documentary we've been talking about. And then we just heard from Driver Ron in Denver, and he's saying, "Hi, Kyle, I watched Screams Before Silence yesterday, a very disturbing video of what really happened on October 7th, so much worse than anyone has reported. Everyone should watch. It will open your eyes about Hamas." Well, that's one of the great things about this broadcast, about this program, is hopefully we're going to make a difference with this, you know, getting this kind of thing out there, so that there's no denying what Hamas is all about. You know, would to God that we could get some of these protesters to open their eyes. But that's a real part of this problem, isn't it? Because when you've got a programming happening, when you've got such literally an indoctrination, I think that's the word to use. When it's so much, it's so focused on this particular kind of agenda. Israel's bad. United States is bad. You know, the terrorist organizations that are demonstrably terrorist organizations. No, they're freedom fighters. You know, they are resisting. And you know what, folks? I don't think there's even a state of affairs that you could get to where you would finally say, okay, well, all of the occupiers have been defeated now. And so can you stop being terrorists? Well, no, because once we defeat all the occupiers, quote unquote, well, they just turn and find somebody else to go and, quote, defeat because they're occupiers or they're bad. This kind of thing is malignant. This kind of thing is designed to bring a darkness over the world, literally over the world. And how do we fight that? Well, you fight it with the light, right? The light drives out the darkness. That's how it works. And that light, so many times, at least in this political science business, as it were, is information. And that particular video is a great step forward for that. Thanks for all the info, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the direct messages. Kyle Warren saying, go out there, make it a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Do take care out there.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.